It's Wayne's 4x2. Cancel all appointments for the next 8 minutes, people. Gold will be found. Wayne, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Marlene. Nice to speak to you.
Very, very nice to hear from you. Now, what have you got for us this week?
Okay, well, I've got hopefully some good ones for you. The first one off the rank is a show that I think is one of the landmark TV shows of 2020. It's I May Destroy You, which is getting huge acclaim worldwide. This is a HBO production that you can catch here on Foxtel. 12 episodes in all. It's written and starring Michaela Cole, who's an incredibly talented woman. It's based on her personal experience when she was sexually assaulted, writing a show that she had previously called Chewing Gum. So she sort of based it on this. And in this one, she plays a Arabella, who's a writer struggling to finish her second novel in London with friends. And she finds out her drink was spiked. And she has these recurring nightmares, I guess, visions of being sexually assaulted, but she's not really quite sure. So it's sort of a look at her trying to get her memory back, dealing with that. It's not really a whodunit, as in, like, are we going to catch him? It's more about her personal experience. Also goes through her friends who have other experiences of sorts, dealing with consent, I guess, which is the main thing. It's just a really, really striking, moving, very personal journey. It's heavy, but it's still something that you can get immense enjoyment out of just because it's so well made. So this is, I think, just one of the best shows of this year, so highly recommend it.
Wow, best show of the year. That is high score there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It is heavy, but it's so important. I'll just quickly give the 1-800 respect number if that's risen anything for you. 1-800-737-732. What have we got next on our
list? Yeah, number two is an album I'm really, really loving, a piece of music called Sundowner by the American singer-songwriter Kevin Morby. This came out a couple of weeks ago. He's a real personal favourite of mine. It's his sixth album in total. Now, he recorded this over a year or so ago, but he sort of shelved it because he did have a new album coming out. But once COVID hit and he couldn't really continue to tour that album anymore, he put out this album a couple of weeks ago, even though it was planned for next year. It's a very quiet album. The previous album was like a big production. This one was basically done on a four-track in his home in Kansas City. It's very quiet. If you like Kevin Morby, he's sort of got a Dylan-esque quality in his voice and his vocal stylings. This is called Sundowner. He's from Kansas City. He moved back there recently, and this sort of reflects the topography of the state, the quiet nature, everything else. It's just a really beautiful, beautiful album. His voice is very comforting. So if you just want a really great sort of folk country rock sort of style with great vocals and beautiful guitar, then I really recommend Sundowner.
Oh, sounds beautiful and exactly what we need at the moment. How did you become a fan of Kevin Morby? Where did you find his music?
Well, he used to be in a band called Woods, a really great indie band from New York, which I was a huge fan of them. And then he left. I actually saw Woods. They played here a few years ago, and he left. So I sort of followed his career. So as soon as he brought out his first album, solo album, about 4 or 5 years ago, I really latched onto it. So been a big fan since. I actually saw him in Los Angeles live.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so he played Sydney. He's come to Sydney once. Saw him play the Opera House. I've seen him in LA as well. So been a fan for quite a while. So love his style.
Definitely, definitely. And what else do we have?
Number three is a film that I really can highly recommend. It's a documentary on Netflix. It's called Dick Johnson is Dead, which is a very strange title. It's a very personal, beautifully made documentary by Kirsten Johnson. It's about her father, Dick Johnson, who's a psychiatrist in Seattle. He's been for years very successful, but he's suffering from dementia late in life, and she's sort of worried, I guess, about his future. So she has this little strange idea of making up a way that he could die, which sounds a bit macabre and dark, but I guess it's more to just focus on his life, keep him sort of entertained, knowing that sadly probably in a year or two with dementia setting in, he mightn't be the person he was before. So it's really a personal journey for Kirsten about her father, and it's a lot about memory and keeping memories, I just really, really recommend this. It's probably a film that not many people might have seen, but it's on Netflix now, so I really, really recommend it.
A nice niche. And what are some of the things he comes up with? Spoiler alert.
Oh, there's just really strange things like, you know, walking down the street and a piano falls on him or something like that. They employ some stunt actors to sort of fill in at the moment when something's about to happen. There's one where he's sitting in his psychiatrist's office and someone bursts in and starts stabbing him. They're very dark and macabre, but it's just done with a beautiful humour, and the relationship between the father and daughter is really beautiful. So it's more about celebrating his life, knowing that, you know, he even if he's around for a few more years, the dementia is probably going to remove him from what he used to be. So it's just really, really great little film.
And that one was from Netflix. That's where you
can get it. It's on Netflix, yep. You can catch it on Netflix right now.
And what do we have? What is the lucky last one?
Lucky last one is a show called Penny Dreadful, City of Angels. Now, Penny Dreadful was done a showcase series that was on Stan here, so you can catch it on Stan. Penny Dreadful originally was set in 19th century England, and it had sort of characters like Dracula and Frankenstein. It was a bit of a mixture of that sort of macabre novels. So there were three seasons of that, and then there was a bit of a gap, and they updated to the 1930s Los Angeles. And it's sort of a blend of race relations in the city, politics in the city, and also a bit of the dark arts with this characters like the Mexican Day of the Dead. It's a little bit of everything. It's quite an entertaining show. It's only 10 episodes in total. There's also Nazis involved because it's just before World War II. So it's a bit of everything. There's some really great actors involved. Rory Kinnear, the great British actor, Nathan Lane from America, Kerry Bish, who I really like. So unfortunately, this show's been cancelled. So if you do want to, get into it and do enjoy it, unfortunately, there's not going to be any more seasons after this. But I think it's really worthwhile. It's not in the league of, say, one of the best shows of this year, but I think it's got enough going for it that if you want to sink into those 10 episodes, you'll still enjoy it.
And what do you score it on the Wayne-o-meter?
Oh, okay. I'll give it a solid 7.5 out of 10.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, yeah, not top tier, mm-hmm. but good, solid entertainment and well-made. Worthwhile if looking for something to watch and it's on Stan.
Definitely something for this wet weather.
Exactly.
Sit with. All right, I'm going to ask you, what is your favourite of all the reviews that you've given us today?
I'd have to go with I May Destroy You. I think it's it's superior TV. It's important. It ticks all the boxes. So and I do like, obviously I love Kevin Morby, but I think I May Destroy You is the show that I can totally recommend. That hopefully, if you've got Foxtel out there or Binge, you can catch it and really sink your teeth into it.
Sounds wonderful. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Wayne, so much for joining us.
Thanks, Marlene. Thanks very much. Bye.